Attention, everyone! Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early! Right now, score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Shipped in time for the holidays. Shop early Black Friday deals now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to another Wednesday Whiskey Review from your boys, the Buffalo Happy Hour. We have today a Clonakilty Irish Whiskey, and this one is finished in a Stubborn Irish Prig Porter, not sure what that is, from Roy Pitts Brewing Company. And what does this say? Chambersburg, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. We got some floaters in there, too. Is this not, oh, it's non-chill filter. There we go. Okay. So, Michael, what do you think?
Here's the scoop. Clonakilty is one of the greatest Irish distilleries to ever exist. If you disagree, still subscribe.
Yeah, right.
But check your feelings and opinions and facts.
You're wrong, but please give us
You're comments. Wrong. So, Clonakilty is fantastic. The people actually care, okay? The distillery is family-owned and operated, and they do a really good job making sure that their products meet a very, very high standard, and they have a farm where they handle all their products from basically grain to feed. Mm-hmm. So Clonakilty is great. We've been there personally. We've done a lot of videos with them and for them. Feel free to go onto our channel and watch them. Just search Buffalo Happy Hour Clonakilty, and then you'll see, or Ireland, and then you'll see all the videos.
BHH, go to Ireland. That's what you got to search for. I tried to search for it earlier. None of them came up.
Perfect.
Nice.
So they do a few collabs, and in that, we got this from their rep, Hopper. Great guy. One of the best. We all agree. And we are excited to try this. Non-chilled filtered, there's some stuff floating. We'll see what we do if we collapse halfway through. Rock and roll. This is all through, I'm sorry, this is also brought to you by Addies. They have an in-house wine sommelier, very knowledgeable staff. They have an app you can download. It's a logo of some grapes, and they can ship things right to your door. Download that from the Apple App Store, the Google Playground Play Store, and they can ship things right to your door if you are in the state of New York. We met Hopper through Addies, and we've developed our friendship from there.
Yep.
So I'm excited to try this. Beer and whiskey together is sometimes an interesting move. So
I feel like with beer and whiskey, it has to be a mild whiskey, or else the two conflicting flavors that are very powerful kind of won't go together. So Clonakilty is known for their not... When people think of Ireland and Scotland whiskey, they always think of single malts. Clonakilty is not a single malt. Clonakilty has 60% malted barley and 40% unmalted, right?
Yeah, or 60, the other way 40, around. 60-40.
60-40. I forgot which way it goes, though. So they have, it's not an all malted product. So just remember that. Their whiskey, though, is
malted,
still malted very, very good.
Malted is 60, 40 is unmalted. Okay.
So this product then is then aged in a Stubborn Irish Prig Porter. I'm not sure what stubborn or prig means, but that just might be the distillery's way of calling their beer, I would say. It's a porter, it's a heavy porter.
Beer. Yeah.
So I'm interested to see what this is like. Clonakilty obviously crushes it with label branding. This is one of my favorite bottle design shapes just because of how it's designed with the very, it's kind of like a funnel shape. It gets really large up at the top, goes down a little bit at the bottom. It's got that nice thick cork up top, but not too obnoxious. It's a real cork. I love their label branding most of the times. So I'm going to go A+ for label branding.
I agree. It's 56% ABV.
Perfect. Let's go on the ground. 102 proof. Yeah, so let's pour this out and get into some Nars. Ooh.
A plus, yeah?
Yes.
We are filling out our whiskey dram diary. Thank you, Greg, for creating this. So if you are interested, go on over to our Amazon Go account, link in our bio, and you can Amazon pick up Go. Yours. I don't, whatever the hell it What's is.
Amazon Go?
Amazon store collaborators.
Etsy?
Ah. Sure, that's the name for it.
Amazon Go!
Go to your Amazon
New Go website, account. Amazon Go. It's created by Bezos.
So, nose, I really like this nose, because you're getting that very fresh barley note. It's not overly green. It's not overly grassy like the last one was. But it is a nice, fresh barley note, but you're getting some of that, like, toffee, almost, on the back end of the nose. Where you can tell that that porter influence is kind of coming through.
Are you getting chocolate and sugar, or am I losing my mind?
I mean, I'm kind of conflating that as toffee right now.
Oh, it smells great.
Yeah.
I want to drink this.
Well, we're getting there, champ. So, nose, I would probably say A+. I like this nose. This is very inviting, and this is something that if you have a blind tasting, you're excited to taste this wine.
I agree.
Little initial taste.
Come on.
I like Clonakilty a lot. They're always just so solid. They do a very good job at balancing the spiciness, yet that sweet and saltiness. Where they don't overdo a lot of their aging, where that sea salt taste coming from the ocean of their distillery goes away. And that's one of the things that I think stands so proud with Clonakilty is that sea salt influence.
I'm having
it. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money on your next project right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide alarms to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide alarms are perfect for your living spaces and doubles the detection and protection. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Experience right now with this. Just leave me be. I have no input. A+, check, initial taste.
Okay, I agree with that. You want to explain why?
This takes you for a ride in a really good way. It travels well. Very high hug. It's super smooth for a 102. You get baking spice up front, but it's followed by so much like balanced sugar and like smooth Irish whiskey on the back end of the initial taste that it doesn't freak you out or turn you off. Like it just makes you want to keep enjoying it. Non-experienced whiskey drinkers will probably want one ice cube in it. You really don't need it if you've been drinking for a while. I like that this is just, it's well balanced.
Yeah. I think what's interesting with this is it makes, the experience is kind of weird because as soon as you sip it, you get the baking spice, like you said, but it almost comes on your tongue very prickly, where it's like stabbing your tongue for, no joke, a half of a second. And it tricks your mind into thinking this is going to be spicy, this is going to be harsh. But then it kind of just like washes away all that spiciness with this very sweet sugar and this like saltiness. And it's almost like a salted caramel or like a salted toffee.
Yeah.
That initial taste is so pleasant. We'll get to the ending note, but that initial taste is just very, very, like it tricks you a little bit, but in such a good way. I really do like this product.
I'm very surprised by this. How much was this?
I have no idea. Knowing Clonakilty, probably no more than 60. Probably between like 15 to 60 bucks. 55, let's say.
I'm just going to say 60 because of tax.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, this is one of
their... Oh, yeah, that's right. This was a gift.
Yeah, this is one of their products where it's a collab. They do all of these collabs with a lot of distilleries. They're one of the most prominent Irish whiskeys to do this, especially America stateside on the East Coast. They're always doing collaborations with breweries. So if you find something like this, try to do a single barrel if they do or try to do a tasting first if you can to see if you like it, but they always hit it out of the park.
Final rating, ending note rating. I'm getting salted caramel because we ended up going A+ check on the initial taste. The salted caramel really just owns the ending note in a good way. Yeah. I really do like this.
I feel like the ending note for me, because I feel like I'm getting the salted caramel in the more initial part. The ending note, I'm getting more of like a butter and a honey. And to me, considering what my perception of the initial taste was, I think the ending note is a little flat. But I think that's, I don't want to say good, because I'd be contradicting a lot of the other reviews that we've done. But I think that it is good for this particular product because of how delicious that initial taste is. If there was a completely different ending note, I think this would throw you through way too much of a loop. Whereas this product is definitely top heavy.
Yeah, it needs to be. Yeah. They front loaded it, which is fine. Yeah. That's fine. I mean, we got to give a shout out and credit to the head distiller at Clonakilty for understanding this balance, because it's a fine line.
Yeah.
And they danced it really well here.
But he's not there anymore. Sad. But the new distiller is also pretty sick. So
He is. fine or any note rating, A?
I'd probably go B+. A-.
B+, check it is.
Okay. Yeah, I think that I have to say B+ because it's definitely a downgrade from the initial taste. And if I was drinking the ending note by itself, I wouldn't be too sold. But the fact that it's combined with that initial taste, it just makes me happy.
So, final rating. Derek, give me that countdown.
3, 2, 1. 90. 91.
Yeah, 90.5. This is solid. Very solid.
Yeah, this is good. It just does a very good job of balancing all the flavor profiles together to make it a really well-packaged product.
Mm-hmm.
This is very good. If you do see Clonakilty in the store, all their products generally are very delicious. But especially if you can find something, it's not going to be an everyday sipper. I'm going to tell you this right now. This is something that we didn't bring up. But this is not something that you drink every day. It's more of a nuanced thing that you want to sip slowly and enjoy it. Some of their products can get very heavy. Some of their products can get very enveloped in the secondary barrel that they age things in.
Yeah.
So some of those type of products are definitely not your everyday sippers. But if you're going to go to their store and you find their single malt out there, or you find their flagship product out there, try it, because you'll never be disappointed. Clonakilty is a fantastic Irish whiskey. And even though this was a gift, check our ethics statement online at buffalohappyhour.com. You can see that I don't care who gives this to us. Mike doesn't care who gives this to us. We will tell you to your face if it sucks. And we've done that before multiple times. So we're not sugarcoating this review. We promise.
Very, very blunt. Yes.
So 55 bones, 60 bones. You buying this?
Yeah, would you have this in your collection? Yeah, no doubt.
Okay. Yeah! Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to today's review with Clonakilty's Irish Whiskey Aged in this Porter Cask. It's very good. This brewery, pretty cool. I would love to have one of their beers. We'll tag them in and see if they can send us one of their beers. It'd be kind of cool to try this with their beer and just get blitzed that night. But it was pretty cool. So thank you all for joining. Let us know if you've had a Clonakilty product in the comment down below what your thoughts are. Do recommend if you are trying any of their products, so drink responsibly, the person, and Michael.
Subscribe and don't litter.
We're out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's simple math. Tim Horton's 2-3-4 menu fills your mornings without emptying your pockets. $2 gets you a hot coffee or a classic bagel. $3, try a sausage and cheese English muffin or two classic donuts. And for $4, enjoy an egg and cheese croissant or an iced cap. Do the math. It all adds up to delicious deals. Only at Tim's. The Tim's 2-3-4 menu is available until 2 p.m. at select Columbus, Ohio restaurants. Terms apply.